This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yankees down 3-0 in the World Series. Game 4 tonight at the stadium. Luis Gil against a bullpen game for the Dodgers. And many times I say, you know, where were you before the result happened that you're criticizing me about? That's a big thing for me. Like, if I say something like, you know, I really think the Giants are going to win this game or lose this game or the Jets or whatever, and then nobody will say anything before the game. But then after the game, they'll say, hey, nice job picking that game. I'm like, okay, well, if you disagree with me, say it before the game. After the game, it's easy with the results.
But not everybody can get to you to say that to you.
Well, okay, but a lot of people stay quiet. And there's as many people, you can reach right out on any form of social media. And, you know, there's a lot of people, look what you said. I'm like, okay, did I hear from you before the game? So I have to say, I am giving a ton of credit, even though I haven't even heard his phone call yet, to Walter in Franklin Square, who is calling before the game tonight.
Okay.
Before the end of the World Series, to give his opinion, which is the opposite of mine. So, Walter in Franklin Square, thank you. Good morning. And what do you got for us?
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, I'd like to tell you how much I love the show. I really do.
Well, thank you, Walter.
You guys really are awesome. And you do give perspective from both sides. All right? But one thing you're lacking here is you're killing the Yankees for not hitting, which is 100% correct, right?
Yep.
But their pitching is just as good as the Dodgers' pitching, and you're killing the Yankee pitching.
Well, two out of the three starters you have given up huge home runs.
I mean,
they've been pulled early.
Walter, you did watch the game.
Yeah,
last
I mean,
night. Clark Schmidt against Walker Buehler, and Buehler pitched five innings. He probably could have gone more, but Clark Schmidt came. He got eight outs.
How did Carlos Rodon do in the game before that?
Oh, well, you know, not for that, but, you know, we should have left Garrett Cole in the first game.
Right? We're not talking about Garrett Cole. We're talking about Carlos Rodon and Clark Schmidt. So where were we wrong on our takes in regards to those two players? And those two players had to be taken out early by Aaron Boone.
Well, here's the mistake. If you would have left Cole in game one, who only threw 88 pitches, okay, he would have got through another inning, maybe an inning and a third, okay? You wouldn't have had to use your bullpen.
So, Walter, maybe you haven't heard this, but we agree with you in regards to Cole. We've said that. And I was the one that said that I would not put Nestor Cortes in a game because I wouldn't trust him because he hasn't pitched in 6 weeks. And what did he do in game one?
He was useless. He should have never been in there.
So, Walter, you think that the Yankees are coming back? You think they're going to come back?
They're definitely taking the next four.
They're definitely taking the next four.
Okay.
All right, Walter.
There's no doubt in my mind. You know why? Because their pitching is not as bad as you guys are saying. Their starting pitching and their bullpen is pretty much just equal to the Dodgers.
Walter, I'm sorry. I appreciate your positivity, but you're not watching the same games we're watching. I'm sorry. In this series, game one, fine. Garrett Cole, we got it. Games two and three. Rodon, Yamamoto, Clark Schmidt, Walker Buehler. The Dodgers had an extreme advantage in those games. Their starting pitchers were exponentially better than the Yankees' starting pitchers. So it's not the same. Now, tonight, in theory, Luis Gil against a bullpen game, if you get good Luis Gil, there should be an advantage there. And then you get Cole back on the mound. But to me, Garrett Cole should be pitching tonight against a bullpen game
and get some momentum going, win a game, and then get to game five, and then all of a sudden we're talking about maybe going back to L.A.
But, if he leaves Gerrit Cole in game five. I mean, it's minute. It's close. There's no question about that. But the Dodgers pitchers have struck out Yankee batters 29 times. Period. Stop.
Rest your case spot.
Yes.
Let's go to Chris in Connecticut. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. Love the show. I'm the turkey baster guy from West Hartford. We're putting Peter Schwartz in the big, the big pan.
Oh, yeah. Turkey baster guy. What's going on,
Chris,
man?
What's happening?
I'm also a huge Yankee fan. So, a week ago last Saturday, I see him win. I'm all pumped up. I get the two. I tell my son beforehand, if we make the series, we're going to take them. They'll neither of us have gone to the series before. I buy the left field, field level seats, $4,000. I'm feeling good. I pick my outfits. I'm ready to go. The weekend happens. Last night happens. But, I'm still optimistic about just going, I'm taking my son, right? No matter what happens, it's going to be a good experience. I'm taking my son. I'm with my son. Hey, Boomer, I'm a hockey player. You might appreciate this. I went to a high school alumni game. First line, I go out with my son. I roof one. That's an experience you have with your son once in a lifetime.
Exactly.
I look at this, the once-in-a-lifetime experience. No matter what happens, hey, I think the odds are in our favor we win one tonight. So I see a winning game, hopefully. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, Chris, I just went through a similar situation that you're going through where I was going to Game 5, the NLCS, with my mom, who brought me to many games growing up, and this was an important thing. We had seen the Yankees, the Royals, the Cardinals all celebrate on the Mets, whether it was Citi Field or Shea Stadium, and it was horrible, and I was thinking maybe this is going to happen again. So I went mentally into a space where I said, I can't control the outcome, and we're going to have a great day spending it together and being nostalgic and throwing it back to when we went to all those games and I was younger. But I will say, the Mets winning and playing the way they did made it that much better.
It turned out to be the best going away present you could give your Met fan base.
Oh yeah.
And because they won the game and it was like a party atmosphere. It got a little dicey there in the middle of the game, but at the end of the game, it had to just be euphoric because they gave you something you never expected.
Right, exactly. So you're right. Make sure that you have a good time no matter what. Spend your time with your son. All that is true. But if they win, it's better. I've seen a lot of Game 5 losses. That Game 5 NLCS was a memory and a positive Mets memory I will have.
Yeah, guess what? We don't care about your baseball memories. No one cares.
Just like nobody cares about your fantasy football team. Nobody cares about your team.
Yeah, that's a good story for you.
Nobody cares about your golf game either.
Oh my God, it's funny. Yeah, that's a good story for you. Nobody cares.
That one is so specific to baseball memories.
I know. Nobody cares your baseball memories. You do have to say, though, there are definitely more callers with baseball memories than anything else. It's not even close, the calls that we get here with the baseball stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, well, it's...
You got the New York Yankees here in town. What do you expect?
I was at a game in 1969. No one gives two craps.
Al, you tell it like it is, man. I like it.
Well, I must have been getting flooded with calls that day.
It actually sounded like it was had a remote, though, that the way that audio.
Yeah, I think it was. I vaguely remember that.
It was probably on Long Island.
That was COVID.
Oh, it was COVID? Oh, okay. Well, he wasn't even screening calls.
No.
It was just, well, that's why. Because you were letting everybody through, and it was driving him nuts.
Please tell that 4-minute story about that game in 1953. Please, word for word, just regurgitate what you said to me. The boys will love it. Hang on.
The boys will love it. Al's having a stroke in his kitchen.
John in West Babylon. What's going on, John?
Good morning, men.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Listen, I'm at my sports Nader. Here I was last night. I had my three devices set up. I had the Yankees at zero. I had the Knicks at 90. And I had the Giants at 180, okay? I had a cacophony of losing. I had a trifecta last night of listening to New York sports lose. A bunch of losers in New York.
Yeah, John, and we've talked to John before, and people who didn't hear John's first call, John is a blind man who listens to all of the games at one time and is able to focus on each of the games because he's got the particular skill. So, yeah, last night was not a good one, man. I mean, all those things going at the same time. There was a lot of negative talk and a lot of bad play, so I'm sorry you had to go through all that.
Well, I mean, today is Black Tuesday for me, let's face it.